Describe a water sport you would like to try in the future. 1. What kinds of water sports are popular nowadays? Some of the popular water activities that come to mind are surfing, paddleboarding, and kayaking. Surfing is all about riding ocean waves with a surfboard. It takes skill, but it looks really cool. Paddleboarding is one of the newest water sports, but I think it's one of the best since it's so easy to learn. You just need to focus on keeping your balance on the board. Another activity is kayaking, which can be seen as a challenging boating sport. Overall, these sports all offer a combination of physical activity, excitement, and of course, the opportunity to be in nature. 2. Why do people enjoy scuba diving? I think that people enjoy scuba diving for many reasons. First, scuba diving offers a unique opportunity to explore the underwater world and witness marine life up close, including fish, sharks, coral reefs, and even dolphins and whales. This is an experience you won't have anywhere else. Next, scuba diving can also be a form of relaxation and stress relief, as it requires a lot of focus and concentration, helping to clear the mind. Personally, I would be a bit too scared of sharks to enjoy scuba diving, but I can see why people love it. 3. What are the advantages and disadvantages of water transportation? Water transportation has several advantages, including the ability to transport large quantities of goods efficiently and cost-effectively. Compared to trucks or planes, ships can handle a lot more stuff. That's why, when it comes to transporting bulky items like furniture or heavy machinery, water transportation is the way to go. Plus, since ships can carry a ton of cargo at once, it helps keep transportation costs down and saves energy. However, we all know that ships are slower. So, if you need your goods to arrive in a hurry, water transportation isn't the best choice. Additionally, ships emit exhaust fumes and wastewater, which can harm the water and the creatures living in it. 4. Do you think it is good to teach swimming in schools? Yes, I think it's good to teach swimming in schools. When schools provide swimming education, it gives every student the chance to learn this vital life skill. It's not just about being able to enjoy water activities or travel. Knowing how to swim has broader benefits. It helps kids become more aware of water safety and boosts their confidence. In situations where there's a potential water-related danger, being able to swim can be a lifesaver. So, offering swimming lessons in schools ensures that all students acquire this crucial survival skill, giving them solid support for their future safety and self-protection abilities. 5. Is it important to travel by water now compared to in the past? I would say that traveling by water was much more important in the past compared to now, especially before the invention of airplanes and cars. In the past, since there weren't advanced transportation options like airplanes, waterways were crucial for transporting goods and people over long distances. They allowed for the growth of trade and commerce, connecting cities and countries together. Today, while water transportation is still used for shipping goods and passengers, it's not as essential as it once was. After all, water transportation is too slow compared to the faster and more convenient options available nowadays? 6. What goods are transported by water? Many different goods can be transported by water, including bulk commodities such as oil, coal, and grains. More high-end products like electronics, clothing, and furniture are also shipped by sea. Additionally, cars are transported on cargo ships, as well as other goods like minerals, chemicals, and machinery. You can basically transport anything by sea, as long as there is no big rush. Shipping things by sea is much slower than transporting products by air, so it is not ideal for time-sensitive shipments. 7. Why do people like to live near water? Living near water has been desirable since ancient times, back when people had to live near water in order to grow crops and hunt. Today, living near water is not much of a necessity as it was back then, but it is still very appealing. People often find that water has a calming effect. It also gives you the chance to do more activities like fishing, boating, and swimming. So that's why people prefer living near the water. It makes it easier to relax and enjoy the natural surroundings while also providing more opportunities for fun and entertainment. 8. What do you think of the people who waste water? I think that people who waste water should pay more attention to the effect that they are having on the environment. Our sources of fresh water are not unlimited, and eventually they will dry up if people are not more careful about their water usage. Also, there are people in poorer parts of the world that have to walk for miles to get to a well to have water for their families. So we should be grateful for the water that we have, and we definitely shouldn't waste it. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。